You're listening to Golden Rule Radio, your weekly discussion of the precious metals markets and the markets associated with the metals. I'm Miles alongside Rob and Tori this week, and together we have somewhere between 75 and 80 years of combined market experience in the precious metals, but who's counting? Certainly not me. Each week, the three of us try to provide a technical analysis, including market charts, and cover the underlying fundamentals and news that help move and predict the markets. Today, we're probably going to talk a little bit about silver, maybe the gold-silver ratio and some other underlying market conditions. But before we get started into that, I do want to give a quick recap of where we are on the weekly metals movements here since our recording last Wednesday. So kicking off with gold, we're looking at up about 4.5%, so not too shabby for gold here this past week, sitting at 4,640, and it has been flirting all day with new all-time highs as gold is pushing well into the 4,600 range and starting to gander at that next triple zero, the 5,000, not too far away at this point. So kudos to gold. Moving over to silver, we're looking at silver doing just a little bit better than the 4.6% gold did. Silver is up 22% at this point, guys, just since last Wednesday, sitting at $92.60, last time I checked the spot price. And that actually, believe it or not, which we're going to talk about here in a minute, has, if Rob, you're not lying to me, while we were getting ready to record, the gold-silver ratio is now sitting at just above 49-1. So we've blown through the 50s, moving down into the high 40s now at this point. So we'll circle back to that in a minute here. Let's finish up the white metals. Platinum up 9% to $2,390, so almost $2,400 on platinum. Palladium not too far behind, 8% on the last week, sitting just at $1,900 an ounce. The S&P is technically down like a tenth of a percent, a couple points, 6905, but the S&P did put in an all-time high in, I believe, on Monday at 6,990-ish. So the S&P did break into new territory also. And with everything basically up this week, you'd assume the dollar is obviously down. Well, it's not. It's actually up 0.5% as well and sitting just under 100 again. It's 99.1. So everything's going great, guys. The dollar's up, the S&P's up, all the metals are up. Nothing's down. It can't possibly because of inflationary pressures. I mean, that couldn't be the only reason why everything on Earth is going up at the same time.
Well, sounds like a show. Ready, break.
Yeah, I think that does it.
Be back next week. How do you beat all
there
that?
You go.
No, in the spirit of football season. No, I mean, silver's up 6.75% just today. Yeah. Yesterday, at one point, it was up over 7%. And this program will be on YouTube each week as well, so you can see the visual charts and images. And the best place to go, actually, for that is our website, which is mcalvaney.com/news. That's mcalvaney.com/news. So what we do is we assist the investor with acquiring physical coins and bars of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. And again, you can learn more on that at our website, which is mcalvaney.com. That's mcalvaney.com. And I remember this, you guys remember this in 2009 and 10 into 11, like there were big volatility days back then where you'd be like, wow, 7%. But when you're talking about dollars, you know, 6%, that's a lot of dollars when you're nearing $100. With silver moving today, $6 in one day.
Yeah, it's not too much of a prognostication to call for $100 silver.
Yeah, that was conspiracy theory. Now it's like reality. And Miles, this is kind of where the charts come in. I mean, that's the roundest of the round numbers in a while. I mean, do you expect that to be a resistance point to the upside, or hard to tell? We just blow right through it like a knife in butter.
Yeah, Tori. I mean, it's a lot of zeros, right? There's one, and then there's two zeros, and then there's two more zeros after the decimal point. So you're talking about four big fat zeros. Here's the thing. Realistically, zero is no different than any other number. However, humans aren't realistic. Humans are emotional, and emotional humans like giving things purpose that shouldn't have it. So sure, I think it's a perfectly reasonable assumption that $100 is going to be a ceiling that must be broken. And I know you're asking more the question of, does it get broken with this momentum, or do the bears get to step in and defend a position here? Are we going to see some profit taking at 99.9? You know, Kevin over at the McIlvaney Weekly Commentary podcast, and Kevin, who's been a broker here for a very long time with McIlvaney's office, Kevin tells the story of when he was at the exchange in Chicago, the idea of buying into the gold position when it was coming into $1,000. I can't remember. I'd have to ask Kevin. But, you know, that who's going to be the guy on the commodity exchange that places the contract at $100 and one penny silver? Like, who's going to be the first guy who buys that contract? And once somebody does, the door's open. But the question is really, who's going to push the door open? And are they going to do it now? I mean, Rob, what's one of your favorite indicators to look at long term?
Well, I was going to take a different track, Miles, because I don't think this market is being driven by speculators. You know, the COMEX keeps raising margin requirements on silver contracts.
Sure.
They did it again last night, and the market doesn't care. You know, we're not seeing the speculators being forced out of their contracts. This is a different market. It looks like the old mechanism is going by the wayside. People are more interested in physical control, because we're talking to big kids like we've been mentioning now for months. It's not so much people lining up around the block with stacks of green paper, walking to the counter and saying, how much silver can I get for this worthless paper? That's not happening right now. This is a different kind of market. The supply chains are being disrupted. When Trump moved into Venezuela, you know, a lot of that silver is not headed to China right now. It's coming into the U.S. In fact, the rumor, the scuttlebutt is that J.P. Morgan is not selling any silver to China. And this, not scuttlebutt, this is reality. China is restricting their exports of silver and other strategic minerals. So this is players looking for the physical, not the price action. That's just my read on these markets.
Well, and it's the opposite of what we saw in the spring, right? So in the spring, it was large institutions and sovereign entities and central banks scrambling for gold.
Right.
And what that created then was the rally in the ratio, right? So the gold to silver ratio did nothing but climb in the first 4 months, really 5 months of 2025. And as we got over 100-1, we had the problem then of telling people, look, invest based on the ratio. Don't worry about the spot price. This is where you should be going heavy silver, because that ratio got over 100. And the emotional, you know, attachment to their gold was extreme. They're like, no, gold is the one to be in. Gold is king. It's the money metal. The white metals aren't doing anything. The economy is going to crash because of tariffs. It's like, no. Remove the emotion. Focus on the strategy. We have a process. Follow the process, right? Well, now here they are. Rob, you gave an example of somebody picking up 60%.
Yeah, we had a client in April at 100-1 move out of 22 gold bars, 1 ounce gold bars, into a boxes of silver eagles, called them today and said, you know, we can turn those 22 gold bars into 36 1/3 ounces of gold. And he goes, no, I want to wait.
Okay. That's his prerogative, but that's 14 free ounces of gold that he would not have had you not ratio traded him back then. Now, there is the caveat of the taxable event.
No, this is in his IRA.
Well, then to me, that's a no-brainer, right? Those IRA accounts are the ones that are the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, I know. But Tori, I'm a terrible coin salesman. What can I
yeah,
say?
Yeah, well, that's because you're trying to sell.
No.
Nobody's selling. But,
no. Yeah, it's like, you know, okay, it's your money. We will wait. But this is just a fraction of his silver position.
Which is a wise way to do it. Coming out in stages. But you guys, I know we're all experiencing that, where people are reading about and listening to the silver mania, and they can't emotionally part with their silver in this type of a market. But if you're in it for the long term, if you're not just selling for profit and you're staying in the metals, you need to compound ounces and you need to be moving some of it into gold here. Because, yes, I understand you feel like you're going to miss out on some of that. And that goes to your point, Rob. Don't do it all.
No.
Start with a fraction. Take some wins. Yep. It's like sitting at the poker table. You take those original chips that you started with. You're up big. Take those original ones. Put them in your pocket. Take that free gold. Put it in your pocket and wait and hope that you keep doing well at the table. And trust me, I mean, I had somebody today with very similar numbers who did it outside of an IRA. And the issue is the taxes. You've got capital gains, right. Okay? Right. And this was a larger account. Like, I like this on very small accounts, right? Just mom and pop. But this guy said, look, you're telling me that my taxes are $95,000. That's his taxes owed. And he goes, my cost basis on my silver in the spring was 150. So let's say that now I put in 250 because I owe $100,000 in taxes. He goes, how many ounces of gold am I getting for my silver? I said, 88. He goes, so what's $250,000 divided by 88? $2,840. Now, does that register? His average cost basis now on his gold is as if gold was at $2,840. And that's what the purchasing power of silver has done for gold. And you guys, it's going to flip. It's going to be the same thing when gold outperforms silver. And I know we're kind of beating a dead horse, but this is happening. And Miles, you nailed it. We've seen this before, talking about those corrections.
So for those of you wishing to follow along while seeing images, you can do so on our website at McIlvaney.com. That's McIlvaney.com.
Yeah, you're 100% correct, and I won't share because I'm going to have a handful of equivalent stories over the past week too, because, you know, many of our listeners are listening to the show, and some of you guys I've talked to, and some of you guys I'm working through on the next day or two. And this is just my constant cry right now is, and I loved how you worded this, Tori, this isn't about emotion, this isn't about news, this is just about math and reality. And the reality is, no matter what event you think is coming around the corner, we've seen similar things that have had similar market events. We've been through the 08 market crash. We've been through COVID. We've been through real estate crashes. We've been through the Iraqi dinar discussion. Now we're going through the Samsung has a battery made out of silver discussion. Like, there's been reasons throughout my entire career and all of the extra my careers that Rob has had. That's just, there's always another reason as to why it's just going to go a little more. It's just going to push a little bit more. And you know what? We think it is too.
I was just going to say, Miles,
we absolutely think it is too.
I can't disagree with my client. I think that ratio is going to hit 40-1. It may even get a little bit better than that. And in the meantime, when you talk about the events like Y2K and COVID and the market crash in 08, those were events that spurred the retail market into the metals. This is not a retail-based economy right now for the metals. This is the big kids, the big corporations, the central banks. And it's only been in the last couple of months that that we are seeing retail buyers showing up now in droves.
You're right.
But we hadn't seen that up until then.
So, and I think that's the second piece of the puzzle. Yeah, absolutely. So if the first piece of the puzzle is we think the ratio is going to keep going, but here's the thing. It could go to 90 before it goes to 35, or it could just keep going to 35. We don't know. Nobody does.
That's exactly right. We don't know.
So, and anybody who tells you they know, they're either lying or trying to sell you something that you shouldn't buy. So, yeah, the guys that they don't trade, they just sell their trading system for $5,000 a piece on YouTube. Yeah, that always cracks me up. So we're talking to you on the phone when we're talking through this show, when we're encouraging people to take action with your metals portfolio, especially if you have it in an IRA and can look at this tax-free. Take measured steps, because at 49-1, you've got silver you bought at 80, 90, 100, 105-1. You're up 60, 70, 80, 100% already. It's what you have already gained at this point is far more than the rest that it could move from here forward.
Well, and Miles, you moved your personal portfolio out.
Yeah,
I've
moved most of my silver already.
55-1. And how do you feel about that?
I feel fine. I mean, so great. Of course,
you didn't move mine,
you know,
did you?
Could it? No, well, yeah. So I chatted with your son about that, and I didn't move it, but he did have me log in. So yeah. No, I'm just kidding. No, I did. But yeah, I've already moved a giant chunk of my silver over into gold between 50 and 55. I'm perfectly fine with that. I bought most of it at 100 to 1. I'm perfectly fine taking a 70 or 80% ounce increase. And I don't need to wait for 40, because when I look at the charts, which you guys know I tend to heavily fall back on, if I have to choose between charts and news, I'm choosing charts 100% of the time.
Well, there's a lot of hype. You know, people can talk about the ratios, but they don't practice the ratio. We're the only ones that actually work the ratios with the clients. I'm just telling you. But why are they all telling you to buy silver here too?
That's a good question.
Now, think about that. One, it's at an all-time high, which, okay, that's fine. I'm not saying don't buy any silver. But two, they're saying buy silver here. The gold-silver ratio is going down. Do you understand that if you back up the truck and you do 100% silver here, you might get out at 25 to 1 on the ratio, which we haven't been to since 1980, right? So be very careful about trying to catch the silver wave for the sake of ratio trading. You're going to have a really tough exit. And you can ask all those people who invested in silver 2007 all the way to 2024.
How long was the wait?
They never got out. Anybody that got in here at these levels around 50 to 1 in 2011, 12, 13 have never had a chance to exit. They still don't have a chance to exit based on the ratio math. So be careful about backing up the truck and adding only silver.
Right. If that's your goal, is to ratio trade at 25
If
to
that's
one.
Your goal. Yeah. Thank you. Good point.
Because I had a longtime client, and he's like, so, Rob, people who are buying today, what's going to happen to them? And I asked him, I'm like, so when you bought from me 35 years ago, was your purpose to get rich? Or what was your purpose? Just to not get poor, right? He goes, yeah, I just wanted that hedge. I just wanted that security. Well, people who are stepping into the market now, they're stepping in, like I've always said, because they're losing faith in the system. And they want something safe and secure. And even if the metal doesn't move much from this place forward in terms of its cost basis, they still have a portion of their assets in real money.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's right. Getting back to the nuts and bolts, the real reason. And the real money metal is not really being talked about. Gold is not getting any love, any credit. It's at an all-time high.
Silver is sucking all the air out of the room.
It is. I mean, and so is platinum. That's just a continuation. And yet, Miles, you talked about the fact that the dollar's at 99. Hedge, I believe, that the dollar is going into a bull cycle.
I agree with them.
Yep. And
I mean, look at the strength of the United States. Look at its reputation has come back. You know, these successful strikes in Iran and Venezuela, all this does is increase the prestige of this country. Yes, China is moving to be an alternative currency with their renminbi and their gold and monetization. We get all that. But people look at the United States as being a safe area for their money. So I agree. I think the dollar is going into a bull cycle. And even though PE ratios are off the charts in terms of the stock market, I'm looking at the stock market holding on and getting a little bit better. I'm not saying that the stock market's going to crash.
Well, especially with those lower interest rates that everybody assumes is going to continue.
What's happening over at the Fed right now, I think people would be a little concerned, but we'll see how that all shakes off. I don't think people are really that concerned because I happen to like Powell. I think he's doing the best job he can, but maybe his independence is being called into question.
Well, and this is pushing us into that second piece of the conversation, Rob, you brought up a minute ago, because if the first piece is what's actively happening in the metals market today, the second piece is the bigger piece, and it's who's doing it. You know, and I think you just hit the nail on the head there a second ago. What is the incentive for a non-gold owning person who's got 90% of their money in a mixed bag of mutual funds in their 401k, what is the incentive for the average American who's 90% stocks and maybe 10% real estate? What's the incentive to push into precious metals right now?
I think it's just a question of how secure do you want your future to be? Because the price action for gold, we're nowhere close to the top. And we're not going to sit here and throw out numbers. I've read a lot of numbers of where gold is going and silver too. But that's not why we own it.
That's right. It's the asset preservation. And the reason we own silver is to own even more gold.
Exactly.
Right. And so
nail on the head.
Yeah. And no matter what the dollar does or the Federal Reserve does and what interest rates do, we just know that there's this perpetual climb in the gold price.
Always.
Ever since Nixon closed the gold window. Yeah. Right. You know, gold moved as much today, Rob, as it was priced per ounce when you started working there. It's up $35 today. So, but here's the Justice Department too, you know, investigating the Federal Reserve. Like, whoever thought that was going to happen? And now the talk is that that's actually going to dissuade the Fed from cutting rates further and maybe even work against Trump. You know, his objective is to get rates lower. But there's going to be a new Fed chair in May.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's just this temporary little phase and then he gets his rate cuts. But for now, that's challenging the independence of the Federal Reserve. It does have markets a little roiled. But despite that, the dollar has rallied.
Yeah.
It's not like the dollar's fallen off a cliff.
Yeah.
And to me, the other key piece, you guys realize they raised margin requirements again this week.
And it didn't matter.
It didn't do anything. The metals kept climbing. Now, we never saw that in all of the financial crisis. We never saw that at any speculative market in all these years that we've all been doing this.
Yep.
It was always, even 2 weeks ago, it drove silver down. What, Miles? $11 in one day and nine another?
Yeah. Is that three margin raises in like 6 weeks?
Yes. Yes.
It's not speculators in this market having to blow up their contracts, you know, and dump.
No.
That whole mechanism is temporarily put aside. Maybe it'll come back.
Yeah.
You know, the scuttlebutt of J.P. Morgan denying China silver. They want to make some money. Apparently, they lost money to China in 23, 24. I don't know how or what, but maybe they're getting some of that back. So these are big players.
Yeah, huge players. We don't even really know to what extent things are going on behind the scenes. So, but I do know that that's pretty fascinating. It feels like something broke when margin requirements were raised and it didn't move the needle. And we'll see what ends up playing out. I mean, that's just one tactic. But for now, proceed with caution. With chasing profits, expect a little resistance at the $100 level. Yep. That's okay.
Or not.
Or not. Yeah, that's right.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
That's another 20% from here.
Again, if you're following the process and everything, focus more on the ratio. Stack your gold ounces, right? Because you really need to just be saving in gold. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. You know, the U.S. Mint is starting to curtail silver American Eagles to the distributors this week. They sent out a memo saying, hey, you know, going to be restricting, you know, who gets what.
Well, here come premiums.
I had a client mention that earlier today.
Here comes premiums.
Is that,
yep.
So that's legitimate.
That's the first
that did
I've
happen.
That. Yep. That's, I learned that
on
Golden
Rule Radio.
I had
a client mention that to me 2 hours ago.
That's why you tune in, isn't
that's
it?
Right. That's why I tune in. So, if I'm not here live, it's old news.
Yeah, I need a copy of that.
You guys, that's
Rob,
premiums.
If you'll send that
to
me.
Oh, yeah, I can get that to you, Miles. But yeah, that's here goes premiums.
Yep.
Silver Eagles are going to, you know, they're going to start pounding the drum. You got to get these Silver Eagles before they run out.
Well, for now, we've had no supply issues.
None.
You guys have to be getting called saying, do you guys have anything available?
We have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I laugh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I've got 75 bags of junk silver. You want some?
At melt.
At melt.
In his garage.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Well, in our garage.
Yeah, yeah. It is not a concern right now.
None.
And the premiums tell you that. You'll know when there's a real supply pinch when premiums are high.
Point.
In junk silver, in silver American Eagles. Those are the two barometers.
Yeah.
So a silver American Eagle right now, $103 a piece, sticker shock. Right. Every time I go to number crunch, I think I fat fingered something on the calculator. But it's true. It's real numbers. And now silver's over $100 an ounce to buy at retail, right? With spot at almost 94. It's just amazing to me. So, you know, for now, listener, the world is your oyster.
Yes.
No matter what you want, any coin, any bar, not a problem. And that's the fun aspect of this market right now, which has not been the case during the crisis and not the case during COVID.
Right.
This is not a crisis that we're in. This is like a relatively normal economic environment with a particular market going haywire.
A high inventory that can change very quickly, though. So, you know, we have seen how quickly that can turn. So, yeah, that's very interesting. Like I mentioned, I had a client bring that up earlier today. I couldn't find any press releases on the Mint's website, but if we're definitely seeing a slowdown of availability, we all know what happens with that. And boy, if you're sitting on a product that can end up having a premium, we may have some opportunity around the corner. So we'll see how that plays out. I think that's going to do it this week for Golden Rule Radio. So as always, we appreciate you stopping by. If you liked what you heard, we encourage you to head on over to our website where you can find more information from us. That's McElvaney.com, McAlvaney.com. You can also find us on Twitter at ICAGold or Facebook at McElvaney Financial. And as always, if you'd like to discuss your personal portfolio with one of the advisors here at McElvaney Precious Metals, you can reach us at 1-800-525-9556. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.